members of the class of 2021, FHS faculty, Board of Education members, Superintendent Todd Sesker, parents, relatives, and friends, welcome to the Faribault High School commencement ceremony for 2021. Those seniors who are in the choir, please join your choir at this time. We will begin our program today by asking all in attendance to please rise for our national anthem, conducted by our very own Joey Erickson. Thank you. And thank you for joining us today for this very special ceremony for the students of the class of 2021. We know that this past year has been very stressful for our students, families, and our staff. We thank you for your hard work, patience, and understanding during this pandemic. It was truly through the strength and collaboration of our community that helped us pull through this difficult time and come out together stronger. Thank you. We hope the accommodations are comfortable for everyone here today as you're observing this ceremony in our Nomlin Gymnasium. We do have a nurse on duty outside in the student center, and there are restrooms directly outside of this gym. A special thank you to our staff members, Michelle Bruin, Don Panosky, Faith Ahmed, Emma Balo, Secretaries Deb Myers, Jenny Halverson, Karen Breitenfeld, Shelley Fritz, and Pam Baker. Also, a special thanks to Craig Johnson and our high school's custodial staff. They always help our building and program setups look outstanding. And to Mark Tuzanot and Troy Temple for their help with the video, lights, streaming, and sound. And now, it is my pleasure to introduce the people who will be helping with our graduation ceremony here today. First, I would like to recognize our superintendent of schools, Mr. Todd Sesker. In a few minutes, Mr. Sesker will be introducing our valedictorians. I would like to introduce our Board of Education members in attendance, Mr. Chad Wolf, Mr. John Bellingham, Mr. Richard Olson, Dr. Jerry Robichaud, Mrs. Courtney Cavalier, and Mrs. Cassie Steves. They will be assisting in the issuing of our diplomas. Just a word of thanks to our board members in attendance here today. The work that you do on behalf of the approximately 3,400 students in our district takes a considerable amount of time and effort. Your work as board members is very important, and we want you to know that we appreciate the effort that you give to Faribault High School and to all of our students in Faribault. Thank you, school board members. Finally, I would like to introduce my administrative colleagues. They are Assistant Principals Sean Peck and Joe Sage. These educators put in countless hours for the betterment of this high school and its programs, and they are always willing to give of their time and their experience on many occasions throughout the school year. Thank you, Mr. Peck and Mr. Sage. And now, let's listen to the Faribault High School Choir, directed by Miss Grace Simpson, for our opening choral number. Thank you to our Faribault Choir for that beautiful performance. At this time, I would ask Superintendent Todd Sesker to please come forward to say a few words and to introduce our valedictorians who will be giving today's commencement address.
Welcome, everybody. Glad to see your faces, literally. It's been a long year. I'll be a little bit brief here, but before I say a few things and introduce the valedictorians this year, I do each year like to introduce those students that are pursuing a career in the military after they graduate. I would invite the students that are sitting here, if they're out in the audience, I would also say if you're already an active person in the military or you've served the military, to please stand right now and be recognized. So if you could please stand. I know a couple are leaving pretty soon here as in our graduating class, but stand up and get good. Thank you again for your future service and for the service that you guys have served our country. Thank you. I'll be brief, and I usually don't give speeches during graduation because I know that today's for these graduates and your family, and it's not about us. But this has been a pretty challenging year for everyone, and now it's a time to heal and a time to get back to normal. I was trying to think of something profound to say, but the only thing I could really come up with is, we are sorry. Before explaining, I need to say thank you to our community, our staff, and our students, and our parents during this past year. We've had a few ups and downs, but for the most part, you supported Faribault Public Schools and the decisions we made this past year. You didn't always agree, but you did hang in there with us, and for that I thank you. We are sorry for the many things a normal high school student and their parents missed this past year. We're sorry you missed going to school to see your friends and teachers on a daily basis, playing your favorite sport, being a part of a musical or play, participating in a concert, programming, and competing in a state championship, by the way, robotics team this year, so congrats you, state champions. Pretty awesome. We miss you at prom, celebrations at school, and many other events and activities that were taken away from you. To the parents and the students, we again apologize for this, and hopefully we can again get back to healing and moving forward, getting back to normal, and doing the great things that we do at Faribault Public Schools. I don't know if you seniors really know what you've done for education, not just here, but throughout the United States. Our pedagogy, which is just a fancy term that we use as educators to talk about how we teach kids a quality education. Our pedagogy has changed, and it's because of you. The innovative and creative teaching methods that our teachers have learned and teachers all over the U.S. have learned is because of you. You're a new generation of leaders. Since March of 2020, you have adapted, modified, created, innovated, and really have just done an incredible job of staying positive during this whole pandemic fiasco. I have been around students that are empathetic, understanding, loving, caring, and so amazingly supportive of our Faribault Public School staff, and that's a pretty cool thing and a pretty cool trait to leave our school system. I'm grateful for your patience with the decisions we have made that has had a direct impact on your education and your social life. It's been really, really hard, and you have responded with an understanding and, quite honestly, something that us adults can learn from. For that, we thank you. We thank parents, and we also thank this great community of Faribault. So thank you very much. Seniors, I'm sorry for what you endured, but I know that you are ready for more than any generation that I've seen graduate from a school. You're ready for this world and for the challenges ahead. Congratulations, seniors, and best wishes.
It is really great to be a Falcon.
All right, now the fun. I get to introduce the five valedictorians for our senior class. And as I announce them, they'll start walking up here. So first off is our Victoria Sandra Carlston. Victoria is the daughter of Kyle and Emily Carlson. Victoria is involved in gymnastics and is a coach at Faribault Gymnastics Club. She is a foster and volunteer with Secondhand Hounds. Victoria will attend the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. She is undecided on a major, but her potential focus is pre-optometry. Victoria's advice to her classmates is, make sure you do a career that you enjoy, and if you end up not being happy with it, don't be afraid to switch to something else. She would like to be remembered for the hard work she put into her classes, as well as her friendliness and willingness to help her classmates with anything they may have needed in class. Ruby Marie Gernat. Ruby is the daughter of Lee and Monica Gernat. Ruby is a link crew member and involved in cross country, track and field, and a member of the Minnesota Honor Society. Ruby will attend Bethel University, studying biokinetics and kinesiology, and run cross country and track. Ruby's advice to her classmates is, nothing good comes easy, so always work hard and be the best person you can be. Believe in yourself and your abilities, you can do more than you think you're capable of. Ruby would like to be remembered for being one of those crazy people who runs all the time, as well as for working hard in everything she does and helping everyone who has asked her for help with their homework. Michaela Lee Kylan. Michaela is the daughter of Craig and Becky Kylan. Michaela is involved in a number of activities, including Big Sisters, our Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Link Crew, Student Council, Prom Committee, Strive, Minnesota Honor Society, and Yearbook. She is a member of the varsity dance team on the junior board of directors at First United Bank and a church volunteer. Michaela will attend Minnesota State University Mankato and major in early childhood education. Michaela's advice to her classmates is, I believe that remembering the importance of persistence and determination is key. You can achieve anything you want by just pushing through the difficulties and keeping your head up. Never give up on a dream of yours because everything is achievable. She would like to be remembered for her hard work ethic and determination while always having a smile on her face. Kylie Victoria Petrushka. Kylie is the daughter of David and Shalini Petrushka. Kylie is involved in tennis, basketball, softball, speech, orchestra, pit, chamber, and philharmonic, math team, DECA, Minnesota Honor Society, STOPS, Link Crew, and Big Brothers Big Sisters. Kylie will attend the University of Minnesota Twin Cities and study biomedical and or computer engineering. Kylie's advice to her classmates is, enjoy your life while you can. These 4 years of high school flew by, as we've seen this past year. Our lives can change in the blink of an eye. What will happen in the future is never certain. Try not to stress yourself out so much. Have fun and live your life one day at a time. She would like to be remembered for her friendliness and willingness to help others and for her dedication to Faribault High School athletics and activities and her diligence in school. Allie Lene Vilander. Allie is the daughter of Bob and Kelly Vilander. Allie is involved in hockey, softball, Minnesota Honor Society, Strive, Link Crew, and a student representative for the Faribault Public School Board. Allie will be attending University of Minnesota Duluth and majoring in graphic design with an emphasis in marketing. Allie had this to say to her classmates. The past couple of years were nothing like any of us expected for our final 2 years of high school. We all have had to overcome our own obstacles, but also overcome obstacles together. We have built stronger relationships with each other and with those around us. Through these challenging times, we have learned to not take anything for granted. We have learned to live every day as if it's our last and to do everything with a purpose. We have learned that things can change and be taken from us with a blink of an eye. From these lessons, we have all become better people. I encourage all of you to take these lessons and apply them to your future beyond high school. For whatever you choose to do, do it with purpose. Do it to succeed. You never know when it could be taken away from you, and you do not want to look back and wish you acted differently. I know that each and every one of you are capable of amazing things. So go on to prove those who doubted you and show them that you can. Allie would like to be remembered for always working hard to achieve her full potential at every task she does. She would like to be remembered for always caring for her school and community by giving back in every way that she could and for taking pride in her school and the sports that she played. Ladies and gentlemen, our 5 valedictorian for Faribault Public Schools.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. These are the powerful words by Winston Churchill, and I think that this quote represents our class perfectly. This past year, we've had to face unbelievable challenges that we never would have thought possible, and the coronavirus was only one of them. Despite all these obstacles, we found the courage to continue, and the courage to make it here, today. I'm beyond proud of every single one of us. I know that this year is nothing like how we pictured our senior year of high school, but we still made the best of it, and we still made it through. I don't know about any of you, but I know that the past 4 years have been the best and worst days of my life. Yet I have learned numerous life lessons that I will carry with me forever, and so have all of you. The past 4 years have molded us into the people that we are today, and from that we can grow into the people who we are meant to be. We've made so many memories that we will cherish forever. We can now look back at these 4 years and say that these were the good old days, with nights we'll never regret and certainly won't forget. We did it. We made it. We cannot have made it without the support of everyone around us. We want to start off by thanking those who've helped us along the way.
Though we are all growing into young adults and have accomplished many things throughout the years, we could not have done it all on our own. I believe many times throughout high school, we find ourselves looking for hope in the future instead of just being thankful for the moment we are in. We look around the classroom and see the people who would help us out with anything, yet we wait until we get home to ask someone we are more comfortable with for help. Looking back, I'm grateful for so many gestures my teachers, peers, and coaches have done for me, but I was so focused on what's next that I was never able to stop and be thankful for that moment. Oftentimes, we find ourselves saying we are thankful for our friends and family, but never recognize those who are with us about 90% of our days in the classroom. Going forward, an important lesson that our class should take is to just stop, look around, and be thankful for those who are in that exact moment with you. A thank you goes out to our teachers for guiding us, growing our knowledge, and helping to give us the opportunity to thrive in any classroom. Thank you to admin and counselors for helping us work through any problem that may have presented itself and acting as our friends rather than superiors. A thank you to our coaches who believed in our abilities each year and to our teammates who served as a second family away from home. A thank you, we give thanks to those in the community who have mentored us, but most importantly, a huge thank you to all of our parents. I know I'm not just speaking for myself when I say that I could not have done it all without the help of my parents. From reminding us on which bus to take after the first day of kindergarten, to reminding us to pick up our caps and gowns at the end of senior year, it all goes by in a blink of an eye. It may have all gone by quickly, but it is most certainly never forgotten. Thank you for serving as our mentors and role models throughout all of our years and guiding us through the ways of life. We appreciate your love, time, and dedication that is put into everything you do for us. You've created the most cherishable memories that will last a lifetime.
I remember walking through the doors of the high school on my very first day of ninth grade and thinking that I was going to be here a while. Well, I was only here for 4 years. It went by so fast, it felt so much shorter. I remember walking through the halls feeling so small and looking at all the seniors thinking that I would never be that old. And yet, here I am talking at graduation. Throughout these 4 years of high school, we've made so many memories and learned so many things. We've met so many people who have taught us different lessons and made us the people we are today. I know not all the memories we've made here in the past 4 years are good ones. We've all gone through hard times in high school. It's not easy for anyone. But what I can say is that I hope that when you look back at your time at Faribault High School, you remember the better things and the good memories. Some of my favorite memories have been with being on the cross-country and track teams and with some of my favorite teachers. A few memories that stick out in my head are when in ninth grade when the water pipe burst in the English hallway and we all had to go to the gym, or when we made s'mores in Mr. V's chemistry class right before spring break, or when Ms. Copeland tells her classes about her crazy life stories. Our class has also had a very unique year for memories. We missed out on a year and a half of normal high school. Although it may feel like we've lost a lot, I think we all need to be grateful for the little bit of normalcy we got this year, such as a semi-normal homecoming and an almost prom. I hope each and every one of you will learn from this year that you need to cherish the memories you've made, because you never know when they might be cut short. One thing we can say for sure about our senior year is that we will remember it forever. A lot of people have told me that they don't even remember their senior year, but I think they actually do, but they're just trying to make us feel better. However, with how unique ours has been, I really don't think we will ever forget it. Years down the road, I hope you can remember the craziness of this year, and I hope you have still found ways to make good memories during your senior year. I want everyone to take a second to remember all the good memories you've made here at Faribault High School and push out the bad ones. We've all made different memories here, whether it be in classes, friendships, or sports, so remember them. Most of us will probably never see each other again, so I want everyone to take one last look at the people sitting in these chairs and remember the memories you've had with them. As Andy Bernard once said, I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days before you've actually left them.
My link crew leaders told me at freshman orientation that high school would fly by, that we'd be walking up here, getting our diplomas, and throwing our hats in the air before we knew it. At the time, I didn't believe them, of course, but looking back now, I wish I would have heeded their words. These past 4 years really went by fast, and if there's one thing I wish for, other than a Chick-fil-A sandwich right now, it's that I would have taken more time to enjoy my life as a high schooler. My schedule every day for the past 4 years, I'll admit, even up until a couple weeks ago, was to wake up and go to school, do homework, go to sports practice, go home and do more homework, maybe get some sleep, and repeat. Many of my teammates might remember me as that one weird girl who did schoolwork before practice or a game, on the bus, or really anywhere, anytime I could. Since I spent so much of my time doing things for school and extracurriculars, I lost many opportunities to make lasting memories with my family and friends. And I do regret some of my past decisions because of that. Now, I'm not telling you to completely abandon all of your responsibilities and start partying every day. But if there's one thing I want you all to take away from this long speech, it's this. Enjoy your life while you can. Yeah, I know, that sounds like something your parents or your grandparents might tell you. My mom says that to me all the time. But seriously, enjoy your life while you still can. This past year, millions of people lost their lives. I'm sure some of us here have even lost a close friend or family member to the coronavirus. Looking back, we might remember the mandatory mask wearing, month-long lockdowns, and the toilet paper apocalypse. But this past year also serves as a reminder of how quickly our lives can change. As we move into the next chapter of our lives, make time in your busy schedules to treat yourself. Go out with friends, watch a new movie in theaters, eat that last donut, or read a good book if that's how you have fun. Life goes on, so enjoy it while you can.
Our last couple years of high school ended in a way that none of us would have expected. All of us had to overcome our own obstacles, but we also had to overcome many together. Our relationships to the people around us have grown stronger, and we've made memories that will stay with us forever. These challenging times have taught us to not take anything for granted. We persevered through all of our hardships and made it here, to our graduation day. We now know that what we consider a normal day may not be the normal of tomorrow. We have learned to do everything with a purpose and live every day as if it was our last. These lessons have shaped us into the people that we are today, and we encourage you all to apply them to whatever waits for you beyond these high school doors. Seek success in everything you do. We don't know what the future holds, but you only live once, so live with no regrets. Each and every one of you are capable of making a difference in this world, big or small. Prove to those who told you you couldn't and show them you can. As Malcolm X once said, education is our passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today.
Attending Gustavus Adolphus College, majoring in psychology and law with a minor in coaching.
I'd like to start with a quote from Taylor Swift. No matter what happens in life, be good to people. Being good to people is a wonderful legacy to leave behind. I would like to start by recognizing and giving a huge thank you to all of our teachers, staff, parents, and mentors who have helped us along our journey. I know I can speak on behalf of all of us when I say that we appreciate you and all you have done. When we look back at these past 4 years, think about all you have accomplished. Our time here together as a senior class will not be remembered for grades, test scores, popularity, or likes, but instead by the kind of person you are. That is how we left our mark, our legacy. When we talk about a legacy, most of you may think we need to have made an extraordinary impact that changed lives. But when I think about a legacy, I think about the small things. Holding the door open for someone, smiling at someone in the halls, the impact of your words, a simple hug, and sharing kindness. Your goal should be to make a lasting impact through meaningful work. As we look back on our high school years, think about how you will be remembered. A legacy is not leaving something for people, it is leaving something in people. If there is one thing that we will be remembered for, it would certainly be graduating during a pandemic, for one. But when I look out at all of you, I see generosity, perseverance, loyalty, talented athletes, academic scholars, and I see a lot of passionate world changers. That is a legacy we will all leave behind. We have left a footprint, one that will be hard to erase. We overcame the biggest obstacle that came our way. It disrupted our year in more than one way. We found ourselves being impacted by COVID. We started the year with hope that things would turn around. We fell into a negative spell, but when I say I could not be prouder of each and every one of you. For all your hard work and willpower through this year, you embraced this obstacle with ease. When we think of all the positives that came out of this year, we were pushed out of our comfort zones, faced with new challenges, and in the end, we adopted the new phrase, COVID seniors. We not only impacted those around us during our time, but we were impacted ourselves. During this year, we were forced to grow as individuals and to take on the unexpected. To me, the best part of high school was getting to experience it with all of you. When we look back at high school, things don't seem so different from day to day. But boy, did that change. Senior year had a whole different plan for us. We weren't in our regular classrooms, we weren't gathered in the cafeteria for lunch, we didn't have our everyday extracurricular activities after school, our regular Friday night football games, pep fest, or special senior events. And when we look back at the other 3 years, those were the things that we cherished the most. In the blink of an eye, in the midst of a pandemic, through this year we have taken an unnecessary amount of naps, binge-watched every show on Netflix, tried to see how many days we could wear our pajamas in a row, and learned every TikTok trend possible. It has been a long 4 years, yet a short 4 years. Through the hills and valleys, we have stood together through it all. We have watched each other grow, we have watched each other accomplish great things, and now we will watch each other walk away from the one place that brought us all together. Do not let this be sad. Let it be a happy remembrance of all the lifelong friendships, the lasting memories, and all the amazing things we have learned, which will forever be imprinted inside the walls of Faribault High School. Graduation is one of the most important milestones in a person's life, and today we are gathered together to celebrate this turning point in our lives. But we're also here to celebrate our endeavor into a whole new chapter in our book of life. After today, we will all part ways and begin our separate journeys. It is now that we will soar to our highest potentials and aspirations. As you step away from Faribault High School, do it confidently and believe you are capable of achieving anything and everything. I hope your dreams take you to the corners of your smiles, to the highest of your hopes, to the windows of your opportunities, and to the most special places your heart has ever known.
Thank you, Peyton. It is now my pleasure, as principal of Faribault High School and as the representative of the entire faculty of Faribault Public Schools, to present to you, the Board of Education, parents, and community, the members of the class of 2021 for graduation from high school. These seniors have successfully met all requirements for their diplomas as set forth by the Minnesota Department of Education and the requirements of the Board of Education of Faribault Public Schools. Board members Chad Wolf, John Bellingham, Richard Olson, Jerry Robichaud, Courtney Cavalier, and Cassie Steves, along with myself and Mr. Sesker, will present the diplomas to the senior class as their names are read by Mr. Peck and Mr. Sage. Our graduation ceremony guides Devin and Paige will now come forward and begin the process of escorting the senior class to the stage for their diplomas.
Mark John Paul Abayan. Ayan Liban Abdi. Hamza Abdi Hakim Abdi. Rama Habib Abdi. Hanan Omar Abdul. Salmo Bare Abdullahi. Adele Acuna. Marian Abdiazid Aiden. Deka Hassan Ahmed. Gudan Yusuf Ahmed. Yasmin Abdikadir Ahmed. Adnan Ahmed Ali. Badria Abdikadir Ali. Samia Abdul Hakim Ali. Salim Abdul Hakim Ali. Kara Lynn Anderson. Fernando Ari Green. Jesus Alberto Ariaza Lopez. Madeline Faith Avila. Yamileth Brenice Barrera. Lucas Stephen Bauer. Sydney Lauren Beaupre. Amarissa Lisanne Bednar. Anna Marie Baining. Megan Emma Blackstead. Abigail Joe Bongers. Alexis Jean Botke.
Tyler Thomas Michael Boyd. Carter Andrew Breitenfeld. Chad Wayne Breitenfeld. Kimberly Victoria Buendia. Jacqueline Marlis Burkhartsmeyer. Theodore Joseph Calmer. Jonathan Henry Kapp. Keegan Tyler Carlson. Victoria Sandra Carlston. Kale Jordan Castile. Liza Lucille Kate. Kelly Cerillo Reyes. Luis Fernando Chavez. Elizabeth Tula Cooper. Norma Liliana Cordero. Francisco Javier Cruz Baez. Lady Michelle Cruz Del Angel. Hannah Pauline Cunniff. Taylor Lynn Day. Dua Abdihaye Daib. Nasro Mohammed Dire. Sochi Jacqueline Durantes. Charles Darrell Duville. Joseph Rashid Dozark. Chloe Anna Duchesne. Devin Dean Dunn. Hunter Christian Edwards.
Nicholas Riley Ehlers. Joseph Temple Erickson. Jacqueline Espinoza Briones. Peyton Nicole Evanstead. Nasro Hassan Farah. Owen Alexander Farmer. Angelina Marie Fast Hernandez. Jake William Flom. Trenton Harold Fritz. Areli Janeth Galindo. Christopher Garces Huerta. Damaris Abigail Garcia. Zitlali Seymour Garcia Compian. Alex James Gardner. Anna Marie Gates. Mackenzie Lynn Gerke. Ruby Marie Gernant. Tyler Michael Gillen. Ellie Mae Glendy. Angel Gonzalez. Grace Elizabeth Gonzalez. Jude Allen Gregerson. Ethan Joseph Gruber. Iris Guerrero Avila. Nasra Abdiwahab Haji Mohammed. Chase William Hollimek. Nicholas William Honograph.
Abdi Kadir Mohammed Hassan. Jasmine Marie Hemmer. Fabian Hernandez. Jose Luis Hernandez Hernandez. Bethany Jane Hodenfield. Megan Dane Holdridge. Nadia Lynn Hullett. Jordan Shantae Hummel. Ellie Suzanne Hunt. Skylyn Grace Hunt. Ismail Ali Hussein. Amina Salan Ibrahim. Corey Andrew Johnson Hackett. Chandra Lynn Catterlick. Carolyn Grace Karnick. Michaela Lee Kylan. Kayla Leanne Kino. Ikran Dire Khalif. Samuel Ryan Kiefer. Jaden Ross Kittleson. Megan Yejin Klein. Austin Michael Knapp. Shakriya Kosar. Anthony James Lake. Evan Ryan Langer. Arlette Lazaro. Alex Samuel Leet. Hunter Cole Linane. Tanner Rex Longshore. Nyanyath Gaj Lual.
Sarah Diane McCulley. Cade Anthony McCusker. Lucas Kane McDaniel. Jessica Mendez Lopez. Jeremiah Joshua Mendoza. Kylie Jo Ming. Alyssa K. Mensing. Getty Mohammed. Ibrahim Hassan Mohammed. Kosar Abdi Mohammed. Istahil Ali Mohammed. Andrea Isela Morales. Joseph Morales Jimenez. Jacob Allen Morris. Devin James Morrissey. Kyla May Morrow. Fatuma Noor Muhammad. Kaylin Marie Murphy. Tori Loretta Music. Jordan Paul Naraki. Nicholas Raymond Nelson. Isaac Charles Newport. Sean Paul Nichols. Edwin Kenneth Niggin. Tyler William Norgard. Brady Robert Oleman.
John Michael Palmer. Colin Thomas Paquette. Christy Ileana Paramo. Bailey Ann Pearson. Mariela Abayan Perez. Bailey Ann Peterson. Kylie Victoria Petrichka. Maria Nicole Pierce. Haley Elaine Pilan. Peyton Ron Vincent Prevey. Gael Ramirez. Giselle Ramirez. Jacqueline Ramirez. Grace Kathy Rexical. Avery May Ryan. Evelyn Reyes. Luis Yaid Reyes. James Josue Reyes Orbi. Jaslyn Guadalupe Rios. Brian Raciel Rivera Cardona. Jasmine Alejandra Robles. Luis Mario Rodriguez. Denise Etzel Rodriguez. Alexander Daniel Roloff. Miguel Angel Romero. Jared Adelie Rosas Cruz. Peyton Elizabeth Ross. Jose Luis Ruiz Arellano. Nico Om Roos. Peyton Joan Marie Savoy. Emma Louise Schmitz. Haley K. Siepen. Hannah Ann Siepen. Zachary William Siegert. Ashley Marie Singleton. McKenna Marie Smith. Nahira Soles. Aaron Thomas Stadler. Riley Mark Strieflin. Sawyer Lynn Strouth. Sagal Mohammed Suber. Alexander Garland Sullivan. Elijah James Sullivan. Coy Michael Sveen. Jasmine Asusina Tadio Castillo. Genevieve Ann Talley. Alex Julian Tello. Victoria Marie Thomas. Liliana Elizabeth Torreson.
Kaylee Logan Tortolat. Samuel Allen Tran. Nathan Michael Trapp. Kiara Lynn Tercios. Jonah Mark Umbright. Jacob Leroy Vauble. Allie Lene Vlander. Christian Vicente Velasquez. Annie Joe Vinar. Blake Gregory Vinar. Luke Bradley Vinar. Ryan John Walker. Kathleen Louise Wendt. Mark William Wang. Jacob Todd Wetzel. Riley Joseph Willamette. T- Tanya Annette Williams. Emma May Wolf. Bennett Madden Wolf. Gabrielle Kate Yetzer. Madeline Rachel Yetzer. Ella Jean Zach. Perla Zamora.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the class of 2021. At this time, I would ask Senior Class President Peyton Ross to please come forward for some final words before our recessional. Peyton, you have the honor of dismissing our seniors from their graduation ceremony at this time.
Would the seniors please rise at this time? Fellow seniors, in symbolism of our graduation, you may now move your tassel on your cap from right to left. This completes our transference from being high school seniors to high school graduates.